Hey guys, this is actually episode 20 of Riotcast. Now, I owe you guys an explanation because I did just take off like a week, maybe 2 weeks by the time I actually release this episode. Nah, I'll probably release it this week. And I had moved episodes to Wednesdays. So, what had happened is, I'm trying not to choke up on air if you're wondering why I'm being so slow. Tyler comes over every weekend, like you guys know, and we used to podcast together, and we decided we had more fun not podcasting and just hanging out, and he liked to listen to the podcast anyway, so it was starting to become more of a solo thing. But yeah, he hung out with us all weekend, let me see, on the 3rd, so like 10 days ago, and then we dropped him off that Sunday. And he said he was going to dog sit for someone. We had an awesome weekend. He kept telling us how awesome of a weekend he had. And, like, he was weird about us dropping us off at their place. He had us drop him off the road. And, he killed himself. So I took some time off of basically everything. I'm still going to fight on Saturday. Just unfortunately without my best friend. So, if you're wondering why I haven't been podcasting, I mean, that's why. If there's, like, weird cuts in this episode, it's so you guys don't hear me getting all blubbery. But, yeah, I met Tyler. So Tyler would never tell me if he was 16 or 27. Or not 16, 23 or 27. And it was just, like, a little game we played. And I didn't want to find an answer out to it, but I've been spending some time with his family and stuff, helping them out as much as I can. I'm going to help his mom plan a celebration of his life. He's already cremated and stuff. He'd never tell me if he was 23 or 27, and his mom told me he was actually 28. So he gave me two false numbers, which is funny. But he really didn't look it. He looked about 23, 24 years old. But that's still too young to kill yourself. It's terrible. But he hung out with us all day. I mean, me and Cheyenne were the last people he spent any time with. He texted his mom that he loved her, and then that was it. So, for the first week-ish, not week, several days, it just didn't feel real. And then I saw the body, well, like the hand, I guess, because they had the body covered up, before it got cremated, and, it still just doesn't quite seem real, but I know it is, and it really sucks. That was my best friend, so I don't know. I was gonna stop the podcast altogether, but Cheyenne said, because, you know, I've got good memories with Tyler and stuff, that I should keep it going, and so I think I will. Yeah, I don't want this whole episode to be super depressing, but yeah, I met Tyler when I was 16 years old. I'd been at SBG for like I might have been 17. I'd been at SBG for about a year, so I was decent, but I wasn't like good. And he was just starting out with, at the time, his girlfriend, and I quickly befriended him, and I was friends with her too, and like we'd hang out a lot, and then there'd be like months where we didn't really hang out, but you know, that's how it is when you're buddies in like a serious relationship. And so we kind of hang out off and on. He came to all my fights, so we'd still hang out quite a bit, but not always super constant. And then when I turned 19, because we had only, you know, we've been hanging out on and off, but we were talking pretty regularly, and like we'd get together to watch fights and stuff. But we started hanging out quite a bit, and him and that Becca girl had broken up and stuff. And so we started hanging out a lot more. And then there was a little bit where we didn't hang out a bunch, but, like, it wasn't because of any fights or anything. It was just because of schedules. And when I got married, he was the only non-family member I invited there. And he told his mom he was super proud about that. But, I mean, we considered him family. I mean, we'd hang out with him, like, all the time. And then after the wedding, we started hanging out with him. And then we moved out of, we had to live with Shai's parents for a little bit because, you know, we're poor, but we're making it. And when we moved out of there, we actually started hanging out with him a shit ton more. And then when we moved into this new place, he was over literally every single weekend. And, I mean, sometimes we drink, sometimes we wouldn't, but, like, he really encouraged me to, like, start this podcast, and then I had him on it a million times, obviously. So, I mean, if you guys want, you can go back and listen to episodes, but, because, I mean, I'm gonna keep the ones up where he's in them as long as this podcast is a thing. But, yeah, it's really shitty. I waited long enough that I could talk about it without, like, getting super emotional. So, I got a tattoo, boxing gloves with his name on it. I don't think that's weird to do. I think people get memorial tattoos all the time. It is my first and maybe my only tattoo. I don't know. And then aside from all that, though, I mean, like, my boss obviously had to be understanding when I was like, I'm taking a couple of days off. My best friend's gone, you know? But, this is, I think the week after, and, she's been, like, super shitty to me, and, like, I try not to badmouth my boss on this, but she's always been kind of shitty to me, and, like, I feel like I'm a really sweet person, and I don't always stand up for myself enough, which is weird, because, you know, I fight, but, like, it's been in the past, she said I messed up parts, and she showed me how to do them, but she really didn't show me how to do them, and I was just trying to explain that, like, she had gotten a phone call and walked away, and she started screaming, and, like, she'll cuss me out, and sometimes she'll cuss out other people all the time. She's just kind of a bad person. Again, I don't want to badmouth her, she's just really mean. And yesterday there was a part that, like, when you're cutting it, shoots plastic all over, and my tattoo's healing, so I was like, can I throw on a hoodie real quick so I can do this part? And she was like, actually, I'll just have the new guy do it. I was like, okay. And she's like, I'm gonna put you over here, okay? And I was like, all right, sweet. Everything was fine. And then, like, maybe 3 hours later, I walk back in from break, and she's like, Wyatt? I was like, yeah. And she said it like I was in trouble, and I was confused. She's like, I'm gonna send you home early today. And I was like, okay, because sometimes it's slow and you just get sent home early today. And she's like, I thought about it, and you were wrong to come in with that uncovered. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, I think you should just go for the rest of the day. And she's like, how were you supposed to do your job with that uncovered? And I was like, I said I'd throw on a hoodie. And she's like, it's too late now. And I'm like, well, I was doing other things. Like, all right. And so I left. And, yeah, but here's the issue. It was like, if I covered it with a hoodie, there was no issue at all. And, like, I had a hoodie. And then her daughter works there, too. And she comes in a tank top and shorts. And I'm always wearing pants and a t-shirt. And she comes in a tank top and shorts. And she's got several tattoos that are visible. I think she's got, like, 9 tattoos or something that you can see. And, like, I mean, they're nice tattoos. My tattoo's nice, too. And, like, there's other people that have tattoos that work there that come in with them uncovered. So I really wasn't sure what the issue was. My boss is just, I feel like, looking for a reason. I don't think anyone's out to get me, so I hate saying this, but, like, sometimes I think she looks for reasons to, I don't know. I just think she doesn't like me. I don't think she's really out to get me. I just think she just doesn't like me. And when an opportunity arises, I don't know. I don't get it, but, this podcast isn't about my boss being mean. So, that's what's going on with that. And then this morning, this is the day after she sent me home for the whole tattoo thing. My keys are in Cheyenne's car because we went to a job interview in Big Fork. And, I brought my keys just to make sure I'd have a house key. And they're in her car now. I can't get a hold of her or her work. And so I'm sitting here waiting for someone to hopefully come pick me up, save me, take me to work. So, I mean, here's to hoping I don't get fired. I have tomorrow requested off because I've got to go down to Haver. And in Haver, obviously, I will be fighting. It's my first MMA fight. I know a little bit about this guy. I don't know a whole lot about him. I don't know a whole lot about his style either, but, like, it seems like, from what I've seen, because it looks like he's been training a lot since the last video I saw of him, but it seems like he did some boxing, and, like, he starts out with a jab, but it's not, like, the clear, it's not like a crisp jab, it's just, like, a jab. That didn't make sense. But yeah, Tyler and I watched a lot of his footage, and like his jab's okay. He comes out kind of technical, like you'll get a jab, jab cross, and then as soon as he gets hit, it's like balls to the wall, overhands and haymakers and hooks, and he's fast as fuck. So I will give him that. He's very fast. I think he's got a lot more fights than me. I mean, the last guy I fought had like 20 fights, but this guy's got some hand speed. I've got some hand speed. I think that'll make it interesting alone, but the difference is I fight more technical. I consider myself more of a striker, not a brawler. I'm looking for opportunities, and when the storm comes, I try to be gone, let the storm pass, and then come right back in with my storm. And so, I don't know. It looks like he doesn't really throw any kicks. I've never thrown kicks in fights, but in sparring, I'm no stranger to throwing a shit ton of kicks. So hopefully I can get my kicks going. Tyler was actually born in Havre, too. I wish he would have like held on a little bit. But anyways, that's enough of that. Yeah, I'm hoping I can get my kicks going. Not like a lot. I don't want this to be a quick fight. Or I don't not want this to be a quick fight. I want this to be a quick fight. So hopefully, I mean, bell sounds. I visualized it a lot. I don't like to pick how I'm going to stop fights or if I'm going to stop fights, because everyone wants to stop every fight, obviously. But I would very much like to get a first round stoppage. I think, I mean, everyone would like that, but I'm going to really push for it. I don't know. He's got plenty of fights, plenty of experience, but I think I can get it done. You know, obviously the whole Tyler thing kind of threw my training off track just a little bit, not a bunch. I didn't miss any practices really. I just talked to my coach and he's like, hey man, like, come in. If you don't want to come in for the big ass class, come in for this. And like, so I did, and I got in the same amount of work. It just like, he was just helping me out. So I didn't have to, I don't know. Yeah. I was a mess the first couple days, after I found out. And so was Cheyenne. She got the same tattoo as me for him. So, I mean, this will be my first fight where Tyler's not there. So that sucks, but I'll make it a good one for him. I missed the Donald Cerrone-Ferguson fight. I know that I think Ferguson won, like, what was it, second round KO, TKO? I would like to go back and watch it. I'm gonna at some point, but what I'd like to leave you guys with is, I guess, like, my fight picks for the UFC. And then, I mean, obviously a whole lot hasn't been going on with me. I've just kind of been a mess. But, I don't know. I'm kind of pulling myself back together. I've been training hard still. My family's been very supportive. My friends, some of them have been supportive. And then, obviously, Cheyenne and I are just trying to continue with life. But yeah, I wish I had more to tell you guys about. I mean, because I took a week off, but really I just spent a week kind of in like robot mode. I was really shocked and obviously upset. And yeah, I didn't think in a million years Tyler would ever do anything like that. He was my best friend. I mean, he literally spent his last day with us. We watched John Wick 3, and we talked about how John Wick 3 actually is not as good as the first two. The first one was great. The second one I thought was just as great. This one, like, there's a long period where you're just like, oh, is this the Halle Berry experience? Like, what is happening here? And it feels kind of forced, and then, like, there's a lot of, like, jokes, like, kind of like, you know how the Marvel movies are, where it's, like, serious, serious, action, silly, and then this, John Wick was never really that, but now they're kind of trying to make it with, like, these stupid jokes at stupid times, and sometimes it's funny, but usually you're just like, what the hell? And, he almost dies, like, 9 times, which, I mean, happens in those movies, but, like, he would have died, but the person's like, I'm gonna let you up until you kill me, like, it's like, what? So, I don't know, it felt like the third one, like, they got some big Hollywood guy that was like, we need a tough lady, and we need dogs, and we need, and, like, it was just bad. Not bad, it was watchable, but for John Wick, it's bad. For regular action movie, it's pretty decent. And then, I mean, Tyler and I were kind of talking. We were going to talk about that on here, the podcast. On the podcast, we're going to talk about John Wick 3. But then we're going to take him home. And Chad's like, well, we should get food real quick. So we bought him pizza. And then we drove him way out to Sea Falls, where I had been to this lady's house before. And he was just kind of weird about it. And the whole thing was weird. And he's like, oh, just drop me off here. I'm going to take a piss real quick. And he had a backpack with him, which was weird to us. And because he had never really brought a backpack. And then when he showered, he didn't change clothes. And I assumed that's what was in the backpack. And I was like, okay. And we drop him off. And he's like, all right, I'll see you guys next weekend. And like we're like, bye. And we're like turning around. Because we're like, why? We asked him before he got out. We're like, why wouldn't you just pee in their house? He's like, oh, I'm just going to ready myself and smoke before they... before I have to deal with them. We were like, okay, we're pulled away, we wave goodbye, and Chai was like, that was really weird. And I was like, yeah, it was, but Tyler kind of always did weird things, so I don't know. It's just a serious bummer. I actually had never met his mom until after we went to the funeral home thing. She had family with her, but I felt like, I don't know, she invited us, so I felt like we should be there to show support. She's a sweet lady. Obviously, that was her only kid. So, and they had the same birthday, which is insane. She's obviously taking it rough, as any mother, single mother of one kid would be, as any mother would be in general. I can't imagine a worse thing happening, but she's been very nice to us. She's been letting us help out, which, I mean... sounds dumb, but like we really wanted to help out. We didn't want to get cut out of everything, because sometimes, you know, like people aren't close to their families and they die, and the family's like, no, we're doing everything, even though you're the only person he was close to. But he was close with his family too. But you know, I was worried it's gonna be one of those situations where the family's like, oh, he was super close to you, too bad, and like cuts us out of everything. But she's kind of let us be a part of a lot of the things, and she's letting me help plan the celebration of life. And yeah, it's a really shitty situation. One night, Tyler, he talked to his cousin. He was really close to his cousin. Shai has a friend named Amanda that is annoying, to say the least, and, like, really annoyed Tyler. And she doesn't know that, so she was, like, talking about getting a tattoo for him. And I was like, maybe recommend she doesn't. But anyways, his cousin lives in Arizona. And so, one night, he's like, oh, my cousin got in a fight at a party, I gotta go get her. And then, like, it was, like, late, and it was just me, him, Shai, and Amanda. And I was like, okay, like, really? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, do you need backup? Because I was like, maybe he means a different cousin? And he's like, no, I got it. And so he left, and I was, like, thinking to myself, I'm like, I thought his cousin lived somewhere else. And then we were going to meet his family that flew in from Arizona. And very cool people, by the way. Really, really nice people. They have been nothing but kind to us. And it sucks that we met them in such a bad situation, but Tyler's family was really awesome. I'm surprised we he never really introduced us. But anyways, yeah, we're going to meet his family, and Shai and I just happened to get on that subject, and we're talking about that story, because she had just flown in from Arizona. We're like, what the hell? Like, how is he, I mean, what was he doing? And then we get there, and we didn't bring it up or anything with them. She just happened to bring up the fact that one night, Amanda had made him so uncomfortable that he had texted her to call him crying and say that she needed him to pick her up from a party, and she did just that, and like... oh my gosh, we all started laughing, and like then I was like, oh my god, like it was really cool, because then I got to tell this story from our end, and we got it from their end, and it was just really cool. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm gonna move on to my UFC picks, quit being a bummer in the summer. I'll start doing an episode a week again, guys. I just need to take a little bit of time off, so hopefully you guys can understand that. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening and all that, and I'm pulling up the UFC stuff right now. Afka. Alrighty. Oh, I forgot Henry fought Marlon Moraes last weekend, too. I really should have watched that. All right. I'm going to have to go back and watch this card. It looks like it was fucking sweet. Let me see here. So we're at UFC Fight Night 157. Renato Moicano is fighting Chan Sung Jung, and that is actually a really good matchup. I haven't seen a bunch of Renato Moicano, but I know that he's good. Obviously, he's 13-2-1. But I'm going to go with Chan Sung Jung by decision, I think. I don't know anything about Rob Font, but I'm a big fan of John Lineker, so I'm going to take John Lineker. Would it be crazy to say decision? Brian Barberina versus Randy Brown. I actually am not super familiar with these fighters. This is one of rushing through some of this stuff, guys, but it's been a tough time for me. Yeah, I mean, Tyler was over here every weekend. I mean, he basically lived with us on the weekends. I don't know. I think his medication definitely had something to do with it. He had Adderall for his ADD or ADHD, I forget. I always get the two confused because they're like similar letters. But anyways, yeah, I'm just going to call this episode here. I had that voice message Tyler sent in that one time, so I'll put that at the end of the episode. Yeah, guys, I'm sorry that I am not more exciting today. It's been rough for me, so I really appreciate you guys listening. I'm sorry I just kind of took time off with no warning, but I kind of needed to. Hopefully you guys understand, and hopefully I'm hoping to revamp the podcast a little bit and do a better job of it with a little bit more put into it. Because sometimes I feel like I kind of coast through it. So I'm going to try and up the quality of the podcast just a little bit, even if it's just with a current event or something. I really do appreciate you guys listening. You guys are awesome. I think there's a GoFundMe for Tyler. I'll get that information and I'll make sure I start linking it. It's just to pay for stuff for his celebration of life, and it's not going to be crazy expensive or anything. So, small goal, but anything would help out with that. Anyways, love you guys. Stay safe out there.
Hey, Wyatt, I was curious about Tyler's real age. Because I don't give a shit. Fuck everything. I've had a lot of water, bro. And a lot of vape, which I'm proud of. Honestly, I don't even give a fuck. Love you, bro. But hate you, but love you.